In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 5% off your first purchase with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for 5% off your first purchase.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress. It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, chickens. This is the fabulous Adam Richard, and I have a theory. Oh, hey, chickens. Welcome back. We're still reading Matt's letter. Matt is, of course, one of our delightful Patreon subscribers. Also, I'd like to welcome aboard Elizabeth and thank her for joining. Also, shout outs to Kim and Jess and Bert and Carl and everyone who's jumped on board, who's listening to these a week in advance. Well, not really, like a day. This episode's a week in advance because this is the Friday one. And they get it on Sunday. It's a very strange situation. I don't know what goes on with this podcast. We're no longer with the Sans Pants Radio Network. So there may be no ads anymore. I don't know what's going on down at Acast. I'm sure that, you know, something will happen. So anyone who is with, who's part of the Patreon, thank you so much for basically keeping this ship afloat, because you're the only ones at the moment. But there may be ads. Who knows? They might turn up at some point. If you don't hear an ad, it means I'm running low on cash. Anyway. Thank you for being here, everyone. It's for over 750 episodes. I absolutely appreciate every one of you. And I would like to, before I get back onto Matt's letter, talk about, I know some people were upset by, the way I went on hiatus before. And when I said I couldn't let go of a comment that was made, it was a positive comment. It was a suggestion for something, and I wanted to do it. I was like, oh, yeah, and I should do this, and I should do that. And it just kind of started, and I just started to make more work for myself inside my own head, which is something that I do because I love doing this stuff. But, you know, it doesn't really pay the bills in the way that, you know, my regular job does. This really is just for fun. And when fun becomes kind of all-consuming, I have to have a little break from it because it's like, I'm actually sacrificing some time that I really do need to spend doing my job. I'm been a uni student. I've got one more class to do at university, but I quit. Like, it wasn't just you guys. I quit uni this semester as well. Like, I've gone on a leave of absence. And we took a few weeks off the Mariah Carey podcast. And, yeah. So, there's been a bunch of things. Like, it's not just you guys. But thank you for sticking around, those of you who are still here. And thank you for, remaining Patreon subscribers even through all of this. So, I really appreciate it. Back to Matt's letter. We on to Father's Day, and he says from least favorite, which was the long game, to most favorite. He says it feels like this was the point the season stepped up a gear and started to take itself more seriously. The whole idea that Rose had been planning this from the very beginning, when the Doctor had first mentioned the TARDIS travels in times, adds a complexity to her, a more devious side, and rounds her out as more intelligent than we've given credit for up until now. It's also a neat demonstration of exactly what happens when you try to meddle with fixed points in time, which we've heard so much about over the years. And the image of the TARDIS being nothing more than just a box was truly frightening. Oh, yeah, I forgot about that moment. Oh, because I remembered, like, the big things in the sky that came and, you know, sucked people up. Just went, you're out of the timeline now. And that car constantly going around the block and the inevitability of that. Like, oh, that is one of my favorite kind of storytelling, not tricks, but, you know, or tropes. But, yeah, it's like a thing in storytelling where you kind of go, oh, no, this has to happen and it's the worst thing in the world. It's just like, but it's the only way they're going to survive, or it's the only way they're going to get through this. And it is just... oh, it's heartbreaking. It's heartbreaking. It is just, oh, I love Father's Day. It is just beautifully written. I think it's a really, yeah, like Matt says, it kind of really does elevate the show. And the fact that the Doctor's not in it for half of it, like, he goes missing for a great deal of the story. And, you know, that little pocket universe just starts to collapse in on itself. And, you know, is Rose going to be trapped there? And there's only one way for her to get out. And it's just, oh, it's the worst. It's horrible. And I love it. But, yeah, just... and also, it's, you know, it's something that we haven't really seen in Doctor Who before this series, are the emotional stakes. You know, so much of the classic series is, you know, the Doctor getting angry at stupid bureaucracy and that kind of thing. Like, that's about as emotional as things get, or Sarah grabbing up her stuffed owl and then traipsing out the door when she leaves. But yeah, this is, it is heartbreaking and it's beautiful. It is great. And also, we get some wacky Jackie 80s hair, amazing hair on Jackie. But yeah, oh yeah, so good. Thank you, Matt. Oh yeah, I can see why this is one of your faves. It's great. On to the Empty Child and the Doctor Dances, or Dances if you're in Adelaide or the UK. Matt says, again, amongst the best episodes of the new series so far, introducing us to so many elements that would become important to the series in the future. Captain Jack, the concept of the Doctor dancing, of course, the debut of Stephen Moffat performing part one of his future job interview. there's a book to be written about the Doctor's presence in World War II. Is this the most visited period in history? Almost every incarnation is out there somewhere in the Malay. It is weird, isn't it? Like, because they refused to go back to World War II during the classic series until McCoy, I think, was the first one to kind of go there, really, because it was seen as too recent. I mean, 1963, it was not even 20 years since the war had finished when the show started. That is quite mind-blowing. Like, that is like when you think of, oh... So, when Doctor Who started in 1963, the end of World War II was as recent as Rose is for us now. That's mind-blowing, isn't it? That kind of makes you go, wow. Because the war is a long time ago. It's like 80, 90 years. It's been a while. But yeah, the World War II is fun. Like, I know I've told you about my favorite Connie Willis book. Well, books, really. Blackout and All Clear, which I've read twice, even though they're over 1,000 pages. I just love that kind of crazy milieu of the Blitz. It's an exciting but also terrifying time. It's it's quite berserk. But I mean, the Doctor keeps going back to World War II from here on in. Stephen Moffat especially is obsessed with it. He sends the Daleks to World War II. The Doctor kills Hitler. Like, it becomes a whole thing. But yeah, this is, it is fun. It is quite, I remember being, this was the one that I was like, Doctor Who is scary. Like, I was a little bit unnerved by the ghosty one. And Father's Day was scary for, you know, kind of emotional reasons as opposed to being like a terrifying situation. But the gas mask virus, that was too much. Like, the cut on the back of the hand, old mate, one foot in the grave, turning into the gas mask monster, saying, "Are you my mummy?" as this, at the end of the episode, all the gas masks asking, "Are you my mummy?" as they descend on the, like, it is a lot. It's terrifying. Also, I mean, we'd had kind of a cliffhanger. How did I get to cliff over? I was trying to say cliffhanger, and I immediately thought of hangover, which I haven't had one of those for over 10 years. And it just got to cliff over. Anyway, there's a cliffhanger. But yeah, the cliffhanger in The Aliens of London and World War III was like, there was like lots of things happening. It was like trying to be four cliffhangers at once. But this was just like, terrified. So yeah, oh yuck. I just want to thank everyone again for being here during my 750th week. We'll continue Matt's missives. He's gone on to heaps of other series in the next week of episodes.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.